Robbie Slater, good morning.
Good morning, troops. How's technology down there?
Oh, well, look, we're getting there, and now we've got feedback. I can hear my voice back a second later, which is very disturbing.
Well, that's feedback.
Yes, that is feedback. Now, our FC, we go back to Friday, mate. 1-0 FC over Melbourne City.
Yeah, very, very professional performance from Sydney FC, and ominously moved to the top of the table, which they occupied for the whole of last season. It was a good game, honestly. It was intense. It was pretty high tempo, and Melbourne City certainly weren't bad. In fact, I think they played probably their best game of the season, even though they lost. But I think Sydney deserved to win. They're just another level above everyone else at the moment, even at this early stage. Of course, it was their first loss, Melbourne City, but certainly one where they could hold their heads high.
Robbie, you saw the incident from that game, obviously, with Timmy Cahill, the right ankle twisted, the Socceroos are flown out, Timmy flies out this morning. Do you think he'll play against Honduras?
No, I think he'll play the second leg, which was always the plan, I would guess. That's what happened in the two legs against Syria. Didn't start the first one and started the second one. I'm surprised he's flying, because that kind of injury has a lot of swelling, as we know. And it did blow up after the game. And we know that flying is not very good for that kind of injury. But they've taken him. Maybe they just want his leadership and his quality around the side. He might sit on the bench and be a miraculous recovery if he does. But we need him fit for the second leg, and we need him to start.
Yeah. What happened in the EPL?
Well, two massive games. Four massive games, but two where the, four of the heavyweights came together. Manchester City up against Arsenal, Chelsea against Man United. Chelsea with a terrific header from Morata, their striker, to beat Manchester United, and they thoroughly deserved it. They had a lot of other chances. You could see what it meant. Conte was going crazy, the Chelsea manager on the sideline. Manchester City, well, 8 points they go clear. They beat Arsenal 3-1. Now, they certainly deserve to win the game, but controversy, the third goal, which effectively killed off the game, was clearly offside. Silva, the midfielder, making a run from deep, went into an offside position, wasn't given, and of course Jesus scored the third goal, which effectively killed the game. Arsene Wenger was asked a question. He said, look, they were far too good, but if they keep getting decisions like that, they will be unstoppable. But 8 points clear already firm favourites, just confirming that. In the other game, it was Song Heung-min, the player we know very, very well, who scored that equaliser in the Asian Cup final against Australia that we went on to win. He scored Tottenham's only goal to win 1-0, and Everton, a much-needed victory. 2-0 down against Watford, boos ringing around the stadium. They came back and won 3-2.
Jeez. And Wenger saying the referees get worse year after year after year, but that's another point for another day. Mate, Melbourne Victory actually hosts the Western Sydney Wanderers, and I imagine that's to cater for all the sports fans that are currently in Melbourne and waiting for the Melbourne Cup tomorrow.
Yeah, look, it's one they do every year, and it should be a good game. Victory depleted, of course, minus their internationals. Leroy George was injured last week. They're saying he might play, but I'd be surprised. Muscle injury, you play 1 week later, it's always dangerous. And Wanderers, I think they're a chance. They've got a terrible record at Etihad Stadium. I think they've conceded something like 8 goals in their visits there. But I fancy them to win this one, with Victory a little bit down in the dumps. They're looking for their first win. Of course, the Wanderers haven't lost this season. So it'll be a good game. Always is this, how do you put it, pre-Melbourne Cup Eve game.
Yes.
So, it'll be close, but I just fancy, for the money, I think it's a good little bet on the Wanderers. And talking about bets, who's the tip in the cup? Are you going to you guys going to give me any help or what?
We've narrowed it down to 23 at this stage, but ask us this time tomorrow.
I certainly will, boys. You have a good one.